The Mama Take Heart podcast with Rabrina Rettle is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Welcome to Mama Take Heart, Understanding Your Gen Z Girl. I'm your host, Rabrina Rettle, and I'm here to help you be the gospel-centered, compassionate, and influential voice in your girl's life. The tween teen years are a time of asking the question, who am I? Today, we're going to talk about your girl's worth. So the next few years are ones of discovery for her, your girl. She's on a journey to womanhood, and you are embarking on this journey with her. You will be one of her guides on this adventure. I say one because there will be many guides on the path to your girl unearthing who she will become. People in her sphere of influence, such as family members, friends, youth group if she attends one, a coach or teacher involved with activities that she participates in, and to a certain extent, culture. In the three-part series about Gen Z, by the way, if you haven't listened to it, I encourage you to do so. There's great information about their values and norms and how we can be in relationship with them. Anyway, in those episodes, we also learned that you are the most influential voice in her life, even when it doesn't feel like it. This journey into womanhood can be difficult. With the hormonal cocktail and other physiological changes that she's experiencing, but also because this is a time when our story converges with her story. And if you have had a hard story, it may scare you a little. But I'm here to tell you that God doesn't waste a thing, not one tear, not one hurt, or one lesson. When we look at Genesis 1:13, as the story goes, we know that Sarai, she could not conceive, so she encouraged her husband Abram to sleep with Hagar, her maidservant. Well, when Hagar became pregnant, Sarai was jealous, and she blamed both Abram and Hagar. And Abram basically said, well, do what you want with her. And so Sarai mistreated her to the point that Hagar just couldn't take it anymore. So she fled into the desert. And it was in the desert near a stream, an angel of the Lord found her. And verse 8 reads, and he said, Hagar, slave of Sarai, where have you come from? And where are you going? So Hagar tells him that she's running from her mistress that's mistreating her. So the angel tells her to go back to Sarai and submit, and that he was going to cause her seed to flourish and her descendants to be many. And Hagar was so grateful to be seen and acknowledged that verse 13 tells us that she gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees me, for she said, I have seen the one who sees me. Now, for me, the question, where have you come from and where are you going? It is profound. Those of us who have difficult stories, that's where we come from. But what matters now is where are we going? Let me tell you, God has seen me through tough and crazy times. And I can truly say I'm a walking miracle. And you know what? He sees you too. And your girl. Our goal should be to help our girl understand who she is in Christ and who God says she is according to his word. And that goes for us too. So as you're walking on this journey together, you're learning and growing together. Now, there are two Bible verses that stick with me, and one is Psalm 139, 13 through 16, which tells us, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you When I was made in the secret place, and when I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Another verse I like to hang on to is Jeremiah 1:5, and that one reads, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." So what that says to me is God made us, and we know that what God makes is good, as he has said over and over again in Genesis chapter 1. Each time he makes something, after he creates it, he says, "And he saw that it was good." And it also tells us that God knows us, those verses, Jeremiah and in Psalms, that he knows us, and that before we even came to be, all the days for us are written in his book, the good and the difficult. He uses all of our experiences, and he appoints us to do his work to bring God glory and to bring others to him. And that would be the same for our girls. The good days and the difficult days, God sees them. When my daughter Savannah was 9 years old, we started a tradition that we continue today. She's 19 now, and so it just dawned on me, we've been doing this for 10 years. Okay, anyway, of course, we had to do things a little differently during the pandemic, but we tried to stay close to the tradition as possible. But on her birthday, she and I go and have breakfast at a local posh eatery downtown called the Green Gâteau, and the beignets are oh so delicious. Anyway, reservations must be made for breakfast on Saturdays. You know, this place is a little posher than the restaurants we usually eat. Okay, a lot more posh. But I had something special planned for her for that breakfast, so I decided, why not? You see, I read a book about mother-daughter dates by Dana Gresh, and the book had ideas for how to make each date special. This particular date that I was going to use to teach her about her worth. Now, I didn't do exactly what the book said. I kind of put my own spin on it, but I stuck, you know, to the main idea. And I packed a paper cup, an everyday mug, and two fancy teacups in my big purse. Now, that's one thing for sure that the book said to do. So when we arrived and we went to shown our seat and we sat, we ordered hot cocoa and a mocha coffee for me. And when the waitress came back with the drinks, I started our lesson. And so what I did was I pulled out the paper cup first and I asked, "What do you do with this when you finish using it?" And she said, "Throw it away or recycle." And I answered, "That's right." And then I pulled out the everyday mug and I asked, "What is this?" And she said, "It's a coffee cup." And, you know, I asked, "When would you use this?" And she said, "In the morning for your coffee." Of course, I'm a coffee drinker, so she knows my routine. So I said, "That's right." Then I pulled out the two teacups and asked, "What do you think of this?" And she smiled and said, "They're pretty." And, you know, I told her, "This is fine china." And I said, "Yes, it's pretty. But what makes it really special is it's exquisite, intricate, lovely, magnificent, and valuable." And you know what? This is how God sees you. He sees you as special, intricate, magnificent, and valuable and lovely. I poured her hot cocoa and my coffee from the restaurant cups into the prospective teacups. I gently picked up the cup by its handle and brought it to my lips and sipped the contents slowly. She was watching and did the same. I sipped a couple of more times and I carefully placed the teacup back on the table, and Savannah mimicked my movements. I'll never forget the look of joy on her face. I could see that she felt special, and I told her, "You know what? That's how you deserve to be treated." not to be thrown away like a paper cup. And to God, you're more than an everyday mug. You are his masterpiece, as Ephesians 2:10 tells us. Now, this example isn't to say that girls or women are dainty and can't handle tough things. Rest assured, I know we can. I've witnessed it from other women and even in myself. I was in the military for 21 years. But what it means is that God sees us as his masterpiece. Now, as far as the tradition, we don't take the teacups anymore. But we do still go and have breakfast on her birthday or the Saturday of, if it lands on a weekday. And we enjoy each other's company, and we enjoy the atmosphere and the delicious beignets. The point is, I just wanted her to know how God sees her. I wanted her to have that feeling of love and feeling special. I know that's how God sees you. That he created us to fearlessly live out our purpose and his plan for our lives. Now, Mama, during this journey, she will face challenges and obstacles, and so will you. There will be twists and turns and ups and downs, but this journey is about progress, not perfection. As you continue to move forward with her to discover her true self, and to help her let go of her false self. It is imperative for your girl to know our Creator and how to live out the purpose he created for her. Through our faith in Christ, God tells us that we are adopted into his family, Ephesians 1:5, and that she is a child of God, 1 John 3:1. He accepts her here and now, Romans 15:7. And your girl is made for a plan and a purpose, Jeremiah 29:11. Her life is invaluable. You can't put a price on it. And it is no accident that she is on this earth at this time, in this place, in this generation. Our girl may be the sunshine, our sunshine, but she is the apple of his eye, Psalm 17:8. Well, let me tell you, this journey is going to be, it's going to be a little difficult, but it is also going to be very rewarding. And, you know, raising children is like an investment. You just don't know until the time comes out. One of the things that I started doing is when I would have conversations with my daughter, I started to hear some of the things that she would say, and I would know, okay, wait, she caught that. I didn't think she was listening, but she actually caught that. So you will have those types of moments too, where you will hear her repeat back something that you have poured into her that you really didn't think she was absorbing. So just know, speaking truth to her in a very loving, empathetic, and compassionate way, she will hear you. Doesn't mean that she's always going to do, but she will hear you. And that is the job of the Holy Spirit, to move in her and to convict her and to bring her to God. Well, let me know if you'd like to hear more podcasts about how to help your girl understand her identity in Christ and to accept her position as a daughter of the one true King. And for more bonding ideas, check out my new website, finally, RobrinaReddle.com/MamaTakeHeart. Remember, God is for you and you're not alone. With his spirit, you are filled with courage and strength of purpose. So don't fret, Mama. Instead, take heart.
Mama Take Heart is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you liked what you just listened to, would you take a second and leave us a rating in your favorite podcast app? It really does help more people like you find our show. This podcast is produced by me, Kelly Givens, and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com. Is life feeling chaotic? I get it.
I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.